Ray Davies, greetings. Tell us about the start. Tell us how you came from behind. Tell us all those things.
Yeah, it was obviously wasn't our best start on record, but we certainly fought back well, and the team kept its composure really well. It was a good bonus, and it's always pleasing to overtake boats. It's very difficult to pass, and yeah, it's a good day for us to be able to have a tough race with victory. Sad to see them go, but good to see Spain through.
So how did that happen? I mean, your spots starts have been absolutely on the button, and today people's eyes popped.
Yeah, we're quite a long way from the line when we decided to turn back up, and just a couple of seconds out in our timing then can suddenly seem like a long way from the line when you have the other boat on your ear. So yeah, just a little timing miscommunication. It's not normal for us, so we'll put that behind us.
And to close the gap, was that through your tacks, or were you just a favoured breeze?
A bit of both, actually. I think we're tacking well, and the favoured side of the course was the right that we were able to work up. So yeah, a bit of both there.
And there they leading, and halfway down the second leg, and they open the door. Would you put so much pressure on them they had to open the door? Because boy, you were through so quickly.
Yeah, we were right behind them, and it was always going to be a tough place for them. If they jibed, we could have jibed on their ear, so they would have been feeling a bit vulnerable where they were, and they tried to make a situation happen. And fortunate for us, they gave up the favoured side, and we got a little more pressure and managed to just get around them.
Why did you back yourselves? Why didn't you go in tandem with them?
Oh, we had really good communication on board with Mark up the rig, and visually looking at the water from down on the boat, we thought there was going to be better pressure if we continue going straight. So we had the discussion before they jibed that if they were to jibe, we would still continue straight.
And as your rivals keep telling us, you get your nose in front, and it's straightforward for Emirates Team New Zealand.
Yeah, absolutely. It's very hard to pass out there, no matter who you're against. And once we got our nose in front, it was relatively plain sailing. We just had to not make any stupid mistakes from there.
So it's built to a crescendo. Whoever wins tomorrow between you and BMW Oracle has the right to choose. Yeah. Spain, probably.
Well, you know, certainly had the right to choose. So it's all there's a lot to be fighting for tomorrow, and conditions look like they're going to be okay. Quite a bit lighter than we had today, but it's going to be a full-on battle, and it's good to finally have the lineup against Oracle in a big money match.
Yeah. What are your feelings about meeting that team in those, you know, all those circumstances?
Oh, I feel good. You know, the team's in a great spot at the moment. Obviously, BMW Oracle have been sailing really well lately, and they're good in the tight situations. Kind of felt like we were always going to have to have a tough race against them at some point, and this is really built up to be a classic tomorrow. So we'll just have to go out there and, you know, go through our normal regular routine as if it's just any other team out there, and, you know, we'll give it our best shot, and certainly we're going out there to win.
Is it a race that has a little bit more niggle in it than others?
Oh yeah, there's good old rivalry. It goes back a long way between probably Grant and Chris, so they go back to the Endeavour Tokyo days. So yeah, certainly we'll be going out there wanting to win.
Okay, thanks very much, Ray.